Mi kama b'mishna seinu. Did he say before memra that only in the Mishnah that we talk on Shemesh Zuri? He said aloshanav komakim sheshona komar. Any place that we learned aloch on Shemesh Zuri, we pass on like him. Says of shito, we pass on like him in this aloch also. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Ziri, Omar Rav Chananel, Omar Rav, in the name of Rav like this, that Kra, you have a Sefer Torah, and it started to rip. So Kra Habo B'Shnei Shitin, if the rip came down from the top of the parchment, and it went far down into two lines of writing, is yit for the locher is still you allowed to sew it up in its kosher. Again, it did not rip any oisius, it did not go into the oisius, just when it went down in between the oisius, but the kara, the rip came down the lengthwise into the length of two lines. Says so, as he said back, you still kosher, you're allowed to sew it up. But the sholosh, as it came down into three lines worth, then I yit for it, then it's not nice anymore, then it'll be a gnai, but rather you have to take out this whole urea, this whole piece of parchment, and put another one in instead. Oh, male rabba zuto, the ravashi, ishno hoch yom rabbiyum yom medifti, this is the way rabbiyum yom medifti said over, mishmei the rabba, in the name of rabba, that ho diyam rinon, bishola shal yit for, that you say if the craft, the rift came down into the length of three rows, it went so far down that it's not nice, you can't sew it anymore. Loyamon, that was only sell elabiatikto. If it's an old piece of parchment, then it's a big gunai for it to be sewn up. Avachadato, but if it's a new piece of parchment, then less lambor, then it doesn't make a difference. Even though the karak comes down more than three lines, still you could sew it up. And now the Gemara explains, for loyatikto, atikto mamish, it doesn't really mean an old piece of parchment. And v'loy charata charata mamash doesn't mean a new piece of parchment either. Ella, what does it mean? Ho de lo yafitzon, ho de yafitzon. It depends if you use, if you process this skin, this leather, with afitzon, with this gold nut water or not. If you use afitzon, then it looks old. Rashi said then it looks black. Looks like it's old. So again, if it was treated with afitzon, then Rashi says it looks black and it's like atik, like an old one. And then if it's ripped so much, it's a gnai, it doesn't look so nice, then you cannot fix it up. But hod the loy afitzum, if you do not use it with afitzum, then it looks like a new piece of parchment, then you could sew it up, even though it went down more than three lines worth. But v'hani milu, when can you sew it up? Begidim. You have to use kosher veins that you always use to make the Torah or the tefillin with. But the garden leb, it's time to sew it up with garden, with string, that you cannot use. Boy, Rabbi Yehuda bar Abba. Yehuda bar Abba's question is this. What's going to be Bein Daf L'Daf? Let's say the Kra came down between one column and another column. As it came down in the blank space, maybe there's not such a Gnai, even though the Kra came very far down, maybe still you could sew it. Or else Bein Shita L'Shita did not go down between the lines, but it went in between the lines, across it goes. Ben Shita L'Shita. It went in between the lines. Rashi says, if Nikra may be Yitzvah, or Lo Yitzvah, to Shiloh, could you sew it up or not? Maybe if the corral like went in the widthwise, along, in between two lines, it doesn't affect any line at all, maybe there's not so bad, my take. Here it says, my supplies by Sophic in the Gemara, if you can fix this enough. If this is a Gnai to sew it up, and maybe here it's not such a big Gnai. Omar says, Omar Reb Zeiro, Omar Rav Chananel, Omar Rav, that mezuzah shekos for shtayim kishero. You write a mezuzah that you only have two words on each line. That's a very long mezuzah. Still, it's kishero. It's okay. Chachilu, we don't write this way, but I call upon him. If you write it this way, still it's kosher. Says so. We boil up a question like this: what's going to be shtayim v'sholos v'yachas? One line, you write two words. Then you write three words, then you write one word. Mao, is this kosher or not? Some Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Kol Shchein Shasol Kishira. Yes, Avada was kosher, but that's the way we write the Yoshir in the Torah. Or Avinu, you write it this way, you write the Shiva this way, it's called the Ksav, so therefore you can write a mezuzah this way also. But the Mar Mesa have a question on you. It says, Aloko, also Kishira. If you write a Sefer Torah, the regular parts of it, like the Yoshir, or else, Oishiva, you write the Yoz Yashir, Kamoisa, like a regular Sefer Torah. Sula is possible. Mashmin the Sefer Torah, we have to have each way written the way it's supposed to. Regular Ksav and the Shira Dikisav. Sechur and Mezuzah are also, it's supposed to be written normally. If you write it like a Shira, like the lines of the Shira, it should be possible. Smar says, no, Kitanya Hebe Sefer Torah. When did we learn that it's possible only by Sefer Torah? Because there's Alocha, there's the regular Ksav, and there's the Ksav of Oz Yashir. So there's an Indian not to mix up the two. But by Mezuzah, you have no Oz Yashir, you have no Shira in it. Therefore, no matter how you write, it could be as kosher. Gemara says, Itmanam, we also learn like this, that Omar Rabba Bar Bachon Omar Rab Yechanon, the Yarmilo Somsi Omar Rab Acho Bar Rabchon Omar Rab Yechanon, Mezuzah Shoso Shtayim Vishol Sviachas Ksero, we have a mezuzah that you wrote it with two words in a line, and then three in a line, and then one on a line is Ksero. But a Bavat providing Shloya Sana Kukubo, you can't make it like a tent, or you can't make it like a tail, that doesn't look nice. So Rashi says, it means to say, you can't make one, two, and then three, or else the opposite, where like a tail would be, first three words in a line, then two words in a line, then one line. That does not look nice, that does not look like a mezuzah, that's possible. But otherwise, two, three, and one is kosher. Now Omar al-Chizr says, Alo Oretz, the last two words of the parshas of mezuzah, or the second parshas of Krishna, we say Kimei Hashemayim Al Oretz. Where do we write these words of Al Oretz? B'shitachron. It has to be on the last line of the mezuzah. That's the only thing you write on the last line. Is only these two words, Al Oretz. Now, where do we put it? At the beginning or at the end of that line? That's a machlokes. Ikadiyami. Some say b'seif shita. You put it at the end, all the way on the left side of the mezuzah, on the bottom line. You did not start writing at the beginning on the right side, but you put the words Al Oretz all the way on the left side. The Ikadiyami Sam said, no, but Chilashit, you put these words Al Oretz at the beginning of the last line. What's the Machlokes? Man, the Yom of the Sershit, the one that's supposed to be at the end of the line. Kwai, because the Pasuk says, Kigvoya Shemayim Al Oretz. That Gvoya Shemayim Al Oretz said so. Let's just say the Shemayim is on top of the Oretz. So the word Hashemayim should be on top of the word Aloritz, Aloritz, the word Oritz should be right underneath the word Hashemayim. So Kimei Hashemayim are the last words of the next to last line. So right underneath the word Shemayim, you're supposed to have the word Oritz. Therefore, it's supposed to be on the left side of the last line. But Oman Diyama Betchila Shita, the one that says it right at the beginning of the Shita, he says like this, Kiheicha the Merachke Shemayim Oritz. The Pshat is the word Shemayim and Oritz should be far away. The Shemayim is at the end of next to last line on the left side, and Oretz is on the right side. Is it to say the far away Shemayim Oretz? Now, Omer Rav Chelbo, said, Chazin Alele Rav Huna, I saw Rav Huna, to Korach Lo, when he rolled up the mezuzah, he rolled it up from left to right. Me'echot Kalpe Shemayim, started rolling it up on the left side, which says, Shemayim Echod, and he rolled it up towards the right side, towards Shoshema, like we do. And secondly, the Oyser Pashiyosel Stumais. He made the Pashiyos Stumais, Rashi says that means, like on the same line, where you end the first Pashiyos, you leave a few blank spaces, and then you start Voyim Shemaya, you start right away on the same line. That's called Pashiyos Stumais. You do not start on a new line, but rather you make it soft, because you can't tell on the same line, you end the one Pashiyos at the beginning of the line, and you start the second Pashiyos at the end of the line. That's the way you're supposed to write the mezuzah, the way you end one parasha and start the second parasha. That's called the Yoisa Parasha Says Stumas. So in this Gemara is the question, basically the other question, is this true, that the parasha should be Stumas? It says, Om Rabbi Shimon Alozo, that Rabbi Meir Haya Kaisval Duch Sustis. He used to write a mezuzah on the Sustis, and we'll see later on the Sustis, when he used to have the skin the animal, they would peel off the skin and make into two parts. The inner part is the better part, that's called the cloth. And the outer part, that's called the suchtius. He wrote the mezuzah on the outer part of the parchment. Kimin daf was like